Over 12 years have passed since the death of one of mine and my wife's best friends, Jill Atterbury, of whom our daughter, Sophia Jill, is named. It happened on a Saturday. I received a call from a friend and I ignored it. 15 seconds later, they were calling me again, so I knew it must be important. And he told me that Scott and Jill had been in a wreck and Jill had not been responsive for some time. And so I rushed to Pine Bluff where they were and then to Little Rock where they had transferred her. In just a few hours, the floor that we were on in the hospital room was flooded with friends and family and coworkers. And they moved everyone else to another floor so that this particular floor could be dedicated to Jill's friends and family. After about 7 hours, I spoke with a friend of mine who happened to be working at the hospital at that time, and I said, is there any chance, is there any hope? And her eyes just filled with tears, and she just gave me a big hug. It was Sunday morning. I remember calling Brother Larry Silvey, our associate pastor at the time at the church that I'm pastor of, and told him that what all had happened, that I wouldn't be able to preach that morning, and she was taken off all the machines in those early morning hours of Sunday. I saw my best friend go in to say goodbye to his wife. A few minutes later, I watched him being carried out, leaning on his dad on one side and his mom on the other. And he came to me and a few others, and he said, I want you to take care of Jill's funeral. I want you to glorify God, and I want you to honor Jill. The next day after she died, Scott and I and a couple other buddies were talking, trying to make plans for the service, and Scott said, Jill loved congregational worship. So we're going to sing songs as a congregation at her service, and we're going to sing In Christ Alone. Singing that song at that time was perhaps one of the most powerful moments of my life. There may have been about 500 people in that auditorium, 200 or 300 more in viewing rooms scattered around the church. And in that moment, the sorrow of earth and the glory of heaven met as hundreds of people lifted their heavy hearts and tear-stained faces towards the sky, outstretched arms, and they sang about our supreme hope, our only confidence, our ultimate comfort for life and death being Christ and Him alone. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my all. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. Starting next week, we look into John chapter 9. And we find a man who would sing that song right along with us with much gusto. So I want you to go ahead and dive into chapter 9 over this weekend and then join us on Monday as we start unpacking John chapter 9. As you pray today, please remember John Regueras, our changemaker missionary in Portugal. And also remember the Yamwezi Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.